Visehu mi mono afar Yaakov u mispares roiva Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Vidorish Razal, and it says in the Medrash Tanchuma there in Rashi HaKodosh, the word roiva Yisrael refers to revi oisein shel Yisrael, the zera of Klal Yisrael, the children, the produce of Klal Yisrael. Dehainu b'chinas hatoiv hayoitze al yidei zera hayeloidim. This refers to that goodness that comes forth in the children that are born. Kimavur heitev b'hatoyram. As Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Torah Yud Zayin and Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on. If you recall, we discussed this earlier, that what happens is sometimes the goodness of Klal Yisrael is captured by the goyim. It's taken captive. When the goyim block the yidden from performing mitzvahs, they block us from keeping Shabbos, from keeping Bris Milah, different times that the Jews were persecuted. What happens is, it's as if the Goyim swallow up that toiv, that goodness, those mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim that we could have done. What happens is that when the right opportunity comes up, we said before, like for example, when the words of the tzaddik go like a guided missile into the Goyim and it strikes there, then it wakes up that toiv that's found over there, and it reminds it of where its place of origin is, that it originates from Klal Yisrael. And the toiv starts searching, and they find contradictions in their own books over there, in their Goyisha books, and they end up returning to the Kedusha. That was one case. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, but sometimes the Goyim try so hard to suppress that toiv that it can't come out in that first generation. They end up squashing it and pressing it down, so that it only comes out in their children. The next generation that's born, the child that's born, that's where that toiv comes out. So Rav Nosson Zal saying here about this revoisein shel Yisrael al yidei zera yeloidim shezeu bechinas Hashem yispoer bechsoiv amim ze yulad shom sela. This is the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Torah Yud Zayin. That Hashem counts these nekudos toivos that are found among these goyim, and they find in their ksav, they find in their sforim, contradictions to their ideology. U'kamayshadorshu razal, as the Gemara says, nido al posig zeh, shashem yizborach mistakel mosai tovoi hatipo shehatzadik noilad mimena. The Gemara says over there on this posig that Hashem counts the seed of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem stands there looking, analyzing, when is going to come forth a zera from which will be produced a tzaddik, a great tzaddik. Now Rav Nosson Zal asks, V'lechoyro tamua. There seems to be a question here. Ma shayech etzla Hashem Yisborach, shehu mestakel mosai tovoy hatipo shatzadik noilad meru. How can we use this kind of terminology about Hashem, that Hashem is looking, Hashem is waiting to see when a droplet is going to come from which a tzaddik is going to come from? Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows all hidden things. And Hashem knows right away if the droplet is a droplet from which a tzaddik is going to come forth or not. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Hashem searches? Hashem is searching to see when will come forth a droplet from which a tzaddik will come. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ach be'emes, bechol ha'hoilodos shel Yisrael, afilu shel gdoilei horishoim, yefsher shelo yenelam bohem hatoiv shel hatzadik. The truth is, every time a child is born, a Jewish child is born, even if the child becomes one of the worst Rishoim, it's impossible that there shouldn't be in there some of the good of the Tzaddik. Orak shehu behelem gotel. It's just that it's very hidden. V'lefomim tzorech sheyavor nishmas ha-tzaddik shehu ha-toiv derech kamo ve-kamo heilodois shel Rishoim gedoilim. At times, the neshama of a tzaddik, of a great tzaddik, before it can be brought into the world, it has to go through births of rishoim. The neshama has to be in this Russia, and in this Russia, before it's able to come into the world in the form of a great tzaddik. V'soif kol soif mizbar hatoiv, but in the end, the goodness comes out. V'yotze hatzadik borer, and the tzaddik comes forth clean, pure. K'moisharinu bekama doiros, as we found in several generations. One example is the case of Avram Avinu, for example, where we're told he had two sons, Yitzchak and Yishmael. The ra, any ra that was there from the Pegam of the Eitz Hadas came out in Yishmael, and the good was in Yitzchak. Then by Yitzchak, again, there had to be a refinement, that from Yitzchak there had to come forth an Esav, into which all the ra went into him, and a Yaakov, which was already pure, went through two levels of refinement, two stages of refinement, before we got to Yaakov Avinu. Befrat, benishmas David, especially when we speak about the neshama of David HaMelech, shemitchilo yotzo al yidei maise mechoyor shel benois loit. We know the neshama of David HaMelech, before it came into the world, first there had to be a story of Loit with his daughters. One of the most despicable, disgusting things, incest. The chulu, and then there had to be the story of Yehuda and Tamar, and then other things, one after another, in order for this neshama of David HaMelech to be able to come into the world. It had to pass through all of these kinds of darkness, in a sense. Ukemavoyer bekisvei harizal harbe mizem, as the Arizal speaks at great length about this in several places. V'chol ze hu soid ma shekosav adoneinu marev rabbeinu al posuk Hashem yisboer b'chsoiv amim ze yulat shom. All of this is tied into this secret that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Torah Yud Zayin and the Likutei Moran about how sometimes the toiv falls into the hands of the goyim, and sometimes the goyim try to oppress it further, and the toiv can't show itself until a next generation or a third generation, where it comes out in their children. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, Torah Yud Zayin, ubekisvei Harizal b'mekoymos shemedaber bizeh, and in several places in the writings of the Arizal, in the Sefer HaGilgulim, in Likutei Torah and Iyov, and other places, v'oz tovin me'at ketipa menayam midivrei Rabbeinu Zal Hanal. And Rav Nosson says, if you'll study the writings of the Arizal on this topic, you'll understand a drop of what Rabbeinu Zal is revealing to us on this topic. V'alkein, Hashem Yisborach mistakel tomid mosai tovoi hatipo shel hatzadik. This is what the Gemara means when it says Hashem is looking, he's watching, he's waiting to see when will come forth a droplet of the tzaddik, meaning a droplet that will result in a tzaddik. Ki bevadai gam bo'eis Hashem Yisborach yoidea shadayin loibo hatipo shel hatzadik, because even when Hashem knows that this particular droplet, this particular hoylodah is not going to be a tzaddik, the child that's being born now is going to be a rasha, afal pikein hu tzorech listakel bevaday al hatipa. Still, Hashem has to watch that tipa very carefully. Afal pi shishel rasha, even though it's a tipa of a rasha, lehistakel bo ula ayin bo ula shomro hetev, to watch it carefully and to guard it carefully. Ki hu yodea talumais, because Hashem knows all the secrets and all the hidden things. Shedaika mitipa zu yishtal shel hoylodas hatzadik, that it's from this tipa, from a terach, will be born an Avraham Avinu. From a tipa of a super rush shall come forth one of the greatest tzadikim. Ki afal pi shehi tipa shel rasha, even though this droplet is a rasha, aval hatoiv haniflo nelem b'moid, there is a wondrous good that's very, very hidden inside of there. V'ato onu yecholin lefarish divrei rabbeisena zalkach. Now we can give another interpretation of that Gemara. There's the pshat, and now Rav Nosson Zal is giving us a drush on that Gemara. that Mosai Tovoi Hatipo Shatzadik Noilat Mimeno, when will come forth a droplet from which a tzaddik will be born, Hainu Shatzadik Yenoilad Achar Kama Doirois Mimeno. It doesn't necessarily mean a droplet, that this droplet will be the tzaddik. It means when will come forth a droplet from which generations later will come forth a great tzaddik. Not the way we learn the poshut pshat in that Gemara, that this droplet will result in the birth of a tzaddik. That's also true. That's the pshat. But according to our words, hapirish shehatipo afilu hishal rasha. That even if we're talking about a droplet which is going to result in the birth of a Russia, so what? From this droplet, eventually, generations later, this is going to evolve into a great tzaddik. Ushnei amemes, and both interpretations are true. V'alkei nismach u'mispares roiva Yisroel lemimona afar Yaakov. Now Rav Nosson Zalsh is going to explain why Bilam put these two thoughts in one sentence. Mimono afar Yaakov, u'mispares roiva Yisroel. Ki kol hamikro medaber mibirer hatoiv meara. Because that entire posuk is speaking about extracting the good from the bad, bringing forth the good from the bad. Shehu b'chinas hizgalus so emes mea sheker, which is also the concept of bringing forth the truth from within the sheker. Shehu b'chinas mimono u'mispar. Shekol zena salidei hatzadikim. This is all accomplished through the tzadikim. Sheicholim legalois lahatoiv hakovush ma'alosoi. They're the ones who have the ability to reveal to that goodness that's trapped in the sitra achra among the goyim, to reveal to it how special it really is. Ulahitzioi mihem, and to rescue that good from the sitra achra. Ulachzir el emes, and to bring it back to the emes. V'zeh shomar shom mikoidem, and this is why Bilam said a little bit earlier, hein om levodod yishkoin uvagoyim lo yischashov. This nation, the Jewish nation, is a nation that stands alone. They are not counted among the other nations. Lo yischashov daiko, Rav Nosson Zalsh says. Look what the pasuk says. She'ein nichnosim b'chlal cheshbon kishar humois. They're not included within numbers like other nations are. This nation has 30 million, that nation has 50 million. Ki heim etzem ho'emes. Because the Jews are the ultimate truth. Shehu lemala me'acheshbon v'amispor, which is above all numbers. V'zeh b'chinas heinam levodod yishkoin. This is why the pasuk says they stand alone, meaning sheheim nichlolim b'bechinas betach bodod ein Yaakov. There's a pasuk in Chumash Dvorim where it says betach bodod ein Yaakov. The word bodod again is associated with Yaakov Avinu, the mid of emes, shubchinas o emes, shehu tachlis o achdus, shubchinas betach bodod. That's an aloneness that's very sure, that's very positive, very strong. Ki ho emes hu levadoi, because the truth is one, and the truth stands alone. Ki ho emes hu echot kanal. V'alkein uvagoyim lo yischashov, not included among the goyim. Ki heim lemala me'acheshboin, sheshom achizas hasheker, because the yidden are above the numbers. It within by the numbers, this shayach sheker yidn are above mispar. Ki mi mono afar Yaakov u'mispar. As the pasuk says, who can count the dirt of Yaakov? The yidn are above lamala min mispar, lamala min aminyan. V'ze b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says. V'hoyo zaracho kafar horetz. Hashem says to the yidn, your children will be like the dirt of the earth. Asherim yuchal ish limno is a safar oretz, which if there's anybody who can count the dirt of the earth, so too the yidn, you'll be able to count the yidn. Kafar horetz daiko. Look what Hashem says. Hashem compares us to afar oretz. Ki zera Yisroel shem ikra toy b'chinas emes, heim b'chinas afar horetz, b'chinas afar Yaakov, shulamalam and aminyan. The Jewish children, which are the real toiv of the world, the emes, We are Bechina Safar Oretz, Bechina Safar Yaakov, which is above all numbers. Bechina Smimon Afar Yaakov. Ki ha'ofor machnia ha'sheker shunechaz bechina sminyin u'mispar. Because it's the offer that has the ability to be machnia, the sheker, which is associated with numbers, within the numbering system. When you have numbers, the sheker has what to grab onto. V'sehu b'chinas kisui dam be'ofor. Now we come back to our topic. The mitzvah of covering the blood of a bird, a chicken, or a chaya with ofor, after the shechita. Be'ofor daikel. Look what we use to cover it with, specifically ofor. Kidam hachai shenechas boi hora shubchina sheker kanam, because the blood of this animal in which the sheker has an achizin, tikunoi al yedei kisui bofor. The tikkun for that blood is by covering it with dirt. Ki ofor digdusha shehu ofor shel mitzvas kisui machniu mevatel hasheker shehu hora. Because the offer of kedusha, the offer that's being used for a mitzvah, has the ability to cover, to eliminate the sheker, which is the ra. Bebechinas mimon afar Yaakov. Ki ofor hu ashoyresh vasoiv shel kol dover. Because as we said earlier, ofor is the beginning and end of everything. Shesho mizbatel hasheker v'choyzer akoyl alemes. When you connect with the beginning and the end, then you connect to Hashem, there the sheker becomes bottle and everything returns to emes. Paragraph Chav Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas afar soita shehu mevarer ho'emes imnit mo'im lav. Now we can understand another mitzvah that's done with ofar, where the ofar makes the birur between emes and sheker. That if a man suspects his wife and he's not sure whether she committed a sin or not, what will verify the truth is the ofar soita, the dirt that she's given to drink. Kidaiko, we mix some of the dirt of the Mishkan into that drink that she's given. Kidaiko he'ofor ha'koidesh shebekarka ha'mishkan mevareze. It's that holy dirt from the floor of the Mishkan that clarifies this. Machma she'ofor kolul mishtei bechinois. Because ofor has both of these properties. Shemishom achizas ha'sheker. That's where the sheker is connected. Nochosh ofor lachmoi. V'shom bituloi. And offer is also what's mevatel the sheker. Al kein shom nivchenes ha-soita kishashoy samay me'ofor. That's why this is what tests the soita when she drinks the water with the dirt. Im yinikos v'chiyus me'ofor tome shu ha-sheker zum asanochosh b'chenes nofosh ofor lachmoy. To see whether she's plugged into the offer tome, which is sheker, the nochosh, you know, whether she committed a sin. Umo'alo mal b'isha, and she committed a sin against her husband. Upogma b'tipei ha'iloda, sheshom ikratoiv, and she was poigim in the concept of giving birth, which is where the goodness comes forth. Ki kol ha'toiv sheboilam yoitzei b'zera ha'iloidim, because all the good of the world comes forth in the children that are born. Sha'idezen noilodim b'nei Yisrael ha'makiru ma'ashim izbar v'toirosoi. That's how Jewish children are born, who are zochet to believe in Hashem and to recognize Hashem. Validei he'ofor nikor im pogma b'zekanal. And by her drinking this water with the dirt, this is what shows us the truth. If she was poigim, o yim hu lehefech, or the opposite, shehi tohera, she's really pure, she did not commit a sin. And then what happens? V'oz v'nikso v'nizra zora. The Torah says if she didn't commit a sin, then she'll have a special bracha for children. If she didn't have children till then, she will have children. If she had children, she'll have better children, the Gemara says. Ki oz hi zoicha linoik me'ofor digdusha me'afar Yaakov, shubchin es emes. If she did not commit a sin, then she zoicha to draw from the offer of kedusha, the afar Yaakov, which is emes. That's what causes the goodness to come forth in the children that are born. Bechinas v'nixa v'nizra zora. That's what results in the good being able to come forth. Val Kane Himevia Minchas Kenoif. This is also why the Soita brings a special carbon mincha. It's called a Minchas Kenois, because her husband was jealous of her. He was upset with her. Shehu Minchas Soirim, which is a mincha from barley. Shehu Bechinas Oimer Soirim, which is similar to the carbon Oimer that was brought on the second day of Pesach, which is also barley. Kamashakosu Bezoir Kodesh, as the Zoir Kodesh speaks about the association. Ki oimer soirim hu bechinas ma shemevarim hatoy hakovush ben habehemois shemisham kolataivois. Because the oimer soirim, we know Rabbi Nizal brings many times, the Gemara says barley is animal food, wheat is human food. When we bring a korban from barley, we're showing that even from the animal, even from the behemius, we're able to sort out good. We're able to find good there and bring it as a korban. Shemisham kolata, exactly. The behemius is from where all the taivas come from. Shezeo biatzmoi bechinas mincha soita. And this is also the concept of the mincha that's brought by the soita. K'mo Yishom Azal, the Gemara says in soita, he also saw maisa behema. She committed an animalistic act. She acted like a behema. Af korbona meichel behema. So too her korban should be meichel behema. This barley. Ki kol hataivois heimeiruach habehemius al yedei hatoiv shnesaros behem. Because all the taivis rois that people have in this world, all the evil desires, come from the animalistic instinct inside a person, which has good inside of it also. Shemishom ikarach hizosom les gabar l'odom chasushom. It's from that behemius that the taivois have the ability to try to rule the person. Alkein hachnosom ayde korban shumaychal behema. Therefore, in order to be machnia the sitrachra, in order to be machnia the yetzahara, these taivis rois, we bring a korban from maychal behema, from barley. Kedei levarer hachius shel behemois. In order to purify, to refine the chiyus, the food, the animal food. That's what results in the goodness coming forth. And the truth is revealed. This is the secret of Sfira Soimer, which we spoke about many pages earlier, if you recall.